BBC Audio presents Dracula by Bram Stoker, starring Michael Fassbender as Jonathan Harker.
Jonathan Harker. May the 3rd, Bistritz. Left Munich at 8:35 p.m., arriving at Vienna early next morning. Budapest seems a wonderful place, from the glimpse which I got of it from the train and the little I could walk through the streets. Having had some time at my disposal in London, I had visited the British Museum and made search among the books and maps in the library regarding Transylvania. It had struck me that some foreknowledge could hardly fail to have some importance in dealing with the noblemen of that country. I shall enter here some of my notes, as they may refresh my memory when I talk over my travels with Mina. I find that the district he named is in the east of the country, in the midst of the Carpathian Mountains, one of the wildest and least known portions of Europe. I was not able to light on any map or work giving the exact locality of the Castle Dracula, as there are no maps of this country as yet to compare with our own Ordnance Survey maps. But I found that Bistritz, the post town named by Count Dracula, is a fairly well-known place. It was on the dark side of twilight when we got to Bistritz. Count Dracula had directed me to go to the Golden Crone Hotel. I was evidently expected, for when I got near the door, an elderly woman in peasant dress bowed and said, "The Herr Englishman." She gave some message to an elderly man. He immediately returned with a letter.
"My friend, welcome to the Carpathians. I am anxiously expecting you. At 3 tomorrow, the diligence will start for Bukovina. At the Borgo Pass, my carriage will await you. Your friend, Dracula."
4th of May. I found that my landlord had got a letter from the Count, directing him to secure the best place in the coach for me. But on making inquiries as to details, he seemed somewhat reticent, and pretended that he could not understand my German. This could not be true, because up to then he had understood it perfectly. When I asked him if he knew Count Dracula, and could tell me anything of his castle, both he and his wife crossed themselves, and saying that they knew nothing at all, simply refused to speak further. Just before I was leaving, the old lady came up to my room. She went down on her knees and implored me not to go. I tried to raise her up, and said as gravely as I could that I thanked her, but my duty was imperative. She then rose and dried her eyes, and taking a crucifix from her neck, offered it to me. She saw, I suppose, the doubt in my face, for she put the rosary round my neck and said, "For your mother's sake." Whether it is the old lady's fear, or the many ghostly traditions of this place, or the crucifix itself, I do not know, but I am not feeling nearly as easy in my mind as usual. May the 5th. When we started, the crowd, which had by this time swelled to considerable size, all made the sign of the cross and pointed two fingers towards me. With some difficulty, I got a fellow passenger to tell me what they meant. He explained that it was a charm or guard against the evil eye. This was not very pleasant for me, just starting for an unknown place to meet an unknown man. But everyone seemed so kind-hearted, and so sorrowful, and so sympathetic, that I could not but be touched. Then our driver cracked his whip over his horses, and we set off on our journey. The road was rugged, but still we seemed to fly over it with feverish haste. The driver was evidently bent on losing no time. As the evening fell, it began to get very cold. Sometimes the hills were so steep that despite our driver's haste, the horses could only go slowly. I wished to get down and walk up them, as we do at home, but the driver would not hear of it. "No," he said, "you must not walk here. The dogs are too fierce." When it grew dark, there seemed to be some excitement amongst the passengers, and they kept speaking to him, one after the other, as though urging him to further speed. He lashed the horses unmercifully, and with wild cries of encouragement, urged
Sample complete. Ready to continue?